Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hey guys, as mentioned, I am Vanessa Grimm and I am super excited to kick off this podcast series. So yeah, let's get into it. So before we kick off today's show, seeing as it's our debut issue, I would like to tell you what you can expect from the Answer podcast series. And that is the latest fishing reports from our entire coastline. Hasn't been done before and we are super excited to do it. It is something that I've wanted to do for a while and finally we have the opportunity to do it. Finally, we have a platform to do it. So yeah. Yeah, guys, this is what is going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. And this is going to be news from the country's most legitimate sources. Now, I have chatted with some of the pro anglers. I have chatted with tackle stores. I have chatted with charter boats. And, this is altogether the most reliable source of information. So it's not just, where fish was caught, but guys don't want to tell you where. This is guys that want you to go out there. They want you to get onto the right feeding spot. And the best part of it all, it is real fresh content. It's the latest content. Because let's face it, no matter where we are fishing, we are all pretty much using the same technique. There's only a certain way you can fish a certain lure, whether it's a speed pro, whether it's a halco, no matter how fancy our traces are, our hooks are, whatever it is, if we are not in the right feeding spot, we are not going to get onto the fish. So this is where the latest fishing reports comes in really handy. Another reason why I'm super excited about going this route of podcasting your fishing reports is that it's something, like I said, it's something I've always wanted to do. I've come from the magazine background. I'm still an editor of a few magazines. And the thing is, no matter how much over the last 20 years I tried to deliver fishing reports, it was just never fresh enough, purely because of how long it takes to publish a magazine. And there's nothing wrong with magazines. I'm still a huge fan of magazines. I subscribe to magazines. It's just magazines, somehow I can get the latest tips, techniques, the latest product, but I cannot get quick fishing report. And this is what a podcast brings. Of course, there is YouTube, but there again, I am a major fan, but at the same time, YouTube can be a lot of information overload. And by the time post-production is done on producing videos, nothing is really fresh anymore. It's not telling me where I can go and fish for this weekend. And this is what we are bringing with Angler News South Africa. This is why I'm so excited. And thanks to our sponsors, in this case being McChrystal Insurance Brokers, we can finally bring you content within 48 hours of gathering them, probably even 24 hours. We'll start building it up, and by the time we are done, we can just get this information out to you and put you in the right fishing spot. So with that being said, let's get to the reason why you are here. Where are the fish? Well, let's kick it off from the east coast of South Africa, Sadwana Bay to be exact, and that's where the guys are getting some Kuta, Marlin, and Yellowfin. So the Marlin is still coming out quite well. The conditions are looking quite favorable. And then moving further down to St. Lucia, where a lot of Kuta are coming out. Some very good reports, as well as Dorado. Ever since the winds has changed to the southeasterly, it's been very, very productive. As we head into Richards Bay, with the deep sea side, nothing really spectacular going on due to the big swells that's been happening recently. However, the guys are getting some nice bottom fish, the odd Kuta every year and there, as well as the odd Dorado, but not real fireworks going on. In the estuary, there's some nice little GTs caught on spinning equipment, as well as the odd snook here and there. So it seems as though Mtanzini is the place to be, probably the hottest spot on the east coast right now. This is where they're getting some good yellowfin tuna, lots of Kuta, some very decent sized kingfish in the mix. In fact, this week, the biggest one that was caught was 17.26 kilos. Apart from today being Thursday, this weekend is looking very good to head up there. Weather conditions are looking really, really spectacular to launch. So Mchinzini is certainly one of the areas to get out there and fish. As we head down to Balito, Zinkwazi, Amshloti areas, it's been relatively quiet. However, let's take a listen to hear what Brad Krubler has to say about the fishing in Durban.
The fishing report for the Durban area. Bottom fishing has still been pretty good with some nice rock cards, keelback, and lots of reds and slingers and soldiers all in the 40 fathom area. To do with the game fish, Dorado seems to have disappeared again, not knowing why, but the water temperature sitting at 26 degrees, lovely clean water, nice and blue, still do not know where they are. There still have been some marlin and sailfish out in the deep for the people who are willing to put the time in and effort. In the shallows for the game fish, the kuta have been around in the afternoons and early morning. There in the Amshloti area and around the bluff side. Snook have been along Blue Lagoon and round the bluff on the south pier.
Thanks for that very informative report, Brad. So now moving on to Toti and the LOL Shoal area, there's been some good reports of some tuna being caught, as well as kuta and wahoo, and a slow trawled live bait is the number one method for these predators. However, if you are trawling lures, then what you want to be using is a fast-lipped lure or a skirted lure, as that is definitely what's going to get you onto the hot spot for fishing this weekend. So now Scottborough, Pennington, and Tulumi and Hibernian seems to be more rock and surf fishing. Not too much to report on the ski boat side. However, moving on from Shelley Beach to Margate, reports have finally come through good. Water is clear and there is some good fishing activity. Lots of bottom fish. There's been a fair amount of yellowfin tuna, lots of Dorado. So activity is very good over there. However, so is the shark activity. So lots of reports coming through where guys have lost a fair amount of fish to the tax man. However, it is still very, very good to fish right now. Finally, the water is clear and guys have been having some good days out. So Port St. John's is still a no-go zone. Water's very dirty. No boats going out. No charters going out. So nothing actually to report on over there. However, Mazepa is still fishing quite well. Still good reports of mussel cracker as well as copper salmon. And getting into the Eastern Cape, kicking off with my friend John from East London Ski Boat Club.
Yeah, good morning, Vinesh. I went out on Friday last week, and some very hot water around temperatures of up to 28 degrees on the shelf. The shelf is about 25 kilometers out. The current, the Gullis current, was really screaming, very hard, very difficult to keep a bait down on the floor, and not much happening on the floor because of the current. We did a bit of trawling, got a nice bonito and a 14.5 kilogram yellowfin tuna, and then lucky enough to catch a sailfish, which is quite rare for East London. I haven't heard of one coming out here in quite a while, so quite a nice catch there. And then I heard a few of the boats catching some coppers, which are red steenbras, and a couple of other fish on the weekend. But conditions weren't very good due to the current that was screaming. I then came onto the inside with shallow waters and managed to tag and release 25 fish, of which many of them were Scotsmen. So quite a lot of fish biting on the inside, and nice to see so many Scotsmen around. Fishing's quite good at the moment in East London, so just hoping the weather plays along.
And we will be hoping for the same. Thank you so much for that, John. Now, fishing for the Down East Landing, moving into the Port Edward area. When I called Lando from Alcox last week, he says, you know, fishing has been pretty tough. It's some of the winds, the easterly winds, has been the worst he's ever seen. But let's hear what he has to say about fishing this week. Here is Lando from Port Elizabeth.
Hi, morning. Listen, I can't give you any good news. The weather here was also a little bit up and down. You know, my mate, he runs a deep sea charter here, and It definitely, you know, weather patterns. I mean, they're getting fish, but it's not like anything that we normally used to, you know. It's a lot of bottom fish and a lot of the centers. Yeah, they've been catching a lot of centers and a lot of the smaller reef fish. But the yellowtails and the keelback, they got some keelback more towards Cape St. Francis. But the P area, they've been getting little bits here, little bits there. But our weather patterns are still upside down. So at the moment, I can't give you any good news. It's been very on and off here. Some boats have been catching some fish and other boats have been quiet. But on the smaller reef fish, you know, you can always seem to get your small cobs and that type of stuff. But at the moment, it's pretty quiet for January, February.
Thank you so much for that, Lando. A very interesting report indeed. So let's move on to Jeffreys Bay, where I got a very good report from Theo Herbst. In fact, it is so good that this is the first time that Jeffreys Bay has ever caught a bluefin tuna. This rare species for Jeffreys Bay was caught by Mr. Mark Weiss, who also on the same outing caught a broadbill. So fishing in Jeffreys Bay has been quite good at the moment. There's been some good activity off the yellowfin tuna, some good catches of keelback. Bottom fishing is being very productive with red romans, redfish. The flavor of the week down in that area has been with slow pitch jigs, especially if you're fishing from the easterly wind into the west. Conditions are very good for that. So another good report out of Jeffreys Bay. Mossel Bay, on the other hand, has been rather difficult. The water conditions has been very strange for the guys, where your top water is on 22 degrees and your bottom is on, well, pretty cold at 14. So yeah, there has been a little bit of cob, a bit of bonito, but very difficult conditions. You know, there's not enough mackerel out there, so not a very good report out of Mossel Bay. And unfortunately, it's pretty much the same for Plettenberg Bay. Conditions are still not really good at the moment. Water hasn't been great. No signs of yellowtail. There's the odd Miss Lucy as well as the odd steam brass, but nothing too much to report on Plettenberg. However, moving along into Still Bay, here's Mr. Eugene van der Velde, who's just hosted a competition recently, and there's been some decent activity. So here's what he has to say about it.
Hello, Vinesh. Yeah, so basically, we had a kayak fishing competition, Still Bay Kayak Fishing Classic, this weekend of the 12th and 13th of February. Two fishing sessions. Each angler could fish any one of the two sessions or both, but just handing the scorecard for one of the sessions. Yeah, so various fish were caught. We was from red steenbrass, mini cob, Atlantic bonitos, grunter, geelback, stumpnose, mackerel, red roman, santas, and then various other fish also, but these were the major ones that were weighed in. We had a record of 76 participants joining in the competition. For the 2 days, day one was a lucky easterly wind of between 15 and 20 knots, quite strong, messing up the sea quite a bit. It was really choppy, a swell between 2 and 3 meters, which proved a bit of a challenge to some of the guys. You know, the sea conditions not allowing for a lot of bottom fishing. You know, if you stood still, there were many guys that had a swim with it. And day two, just the absolute opposite, less than 5 knots of wind, smooth, calm and clear waters, swell of less than 2 meters, absolutely perfect conditions for from the new guy to the more advanced guy. Yeah, it was an absolute stunner of a day. Then the top catches, the top three fish were all cob, weighing between 15 and 20 kilograms each.
Thank you for that, Eugene, and we look forward to hearing from you next week with further updates that's happening in Stolby. And our next report now comes from Straysby, where they just had a marlin competition, and there's been good reports of 5 marlin coming out, considering the conditions were quite bad. And yeah, they were all blue marlin, biggest one being 380 kilos, and there's been a striped marlin of 90 kilos as well. Not too much to report on from Straysby due to the bad weather conditions. However, there has been a few yellowtail. So moving further up into Hermanus, bottom fishing has been quite good. Lots of catches off red, roman, silverfish. There's been a bit of steam brass around. The shad has been a little bit on the bite as well. And so has been the odd cob. There has been a few yellowtail. And after this rough seas and tough conditions this week, the weather is shaping up to look quite good for this weekend. Now moving slightly further up, our next report comes from Somerset West, where the fishing has been pretty pretty quiet this past week. However, the charter boats that's been out did manage to get a few yellowfin tuna, but that was really quite deep. And these fish were weighing in at about 60 kilos. The bottom fishing as well, very quiet, as well as the cob fishing was quite a bit coming out last week. But unfortunately, this week it did quieten down. And now finally for the remainder of the West Coast, it's been a really tough week for all anglers fishing skibot out there. We really battled to get reports. There were days where some boats didn't launch. There were days where boats were out and struggled to get back due to the high seas. But I just managed to get in a report from Linton Nockey, and that was Dasson Island. They weren't affected as much by the southeasterly winds. So they did manage to get some very nice Cape Snook as well as some yellowtail, but really decent fish on that as well. So unfortunately, guys, we're going to have to wait until next week, and hopefully we'll get a better report, which I'm sure it would be as the conditions are looking a lot more favorable for this weekend coming up. And lastly, up on the Cape route, we finish off at Langebaan, where I've just spoken to a charter boat, a guy named Rowan, and he says this week it's been pretty good. Not awesome, but pretty good, as they did get a few yellowtail, a few cob, a couple shad, as well as one or two good quality garrick. Now, this has all been inside the lagoon area, but we will get a more detailed update next week. And now we finally end off our report for this week at Namibia, where although it's a lot quieter than it is in the previous years, there is still a few cob being caught. More on the smaller side, as the spawning ones hasn't made its way up as yet. If you're fishing off a kayak, what you want to be using is artificial lures, because that is the flavor of the week for the garrick that's around, as well as a few shad that's on the bite. So Namibia is still looking quite good if you are looking to fish offshore. And that brings us to the end of this week's show. I hope you found it very informative, and more so, I hope it gets you onto your feeding spot. So guys, once again, special thanks to McChrystal Insurance Brokers for making this possible. Please make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the reports. It's going to come out on a weekly basis. Whichever podcast channel you're listening to the show from, just hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification button. We'll tell you where your next fishing trip is going to be. And of course, guys, most important thing, always remember, fish for the future. I am Vanessa Green for the Angler News South Africa, and I will report to you next week. Cheers for now.